AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling last week's Oval Office blow-up regrettable and says he's ready to work toward a lasting peace with Russia. Sagar Magani has more.
It was an astonishing scene. Zelensky writes on social media, it's time to make things right, and he can work under Trump's strong leadership on a peace deal. That came hours after the White House announced it's pausing military aid to Ukraine. Zelensky says he is ready to sign a rare earth minerals deal with Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance calls that a more practical deterrent to future Russian aggression than a European peacekeeping force.
20,000 troops from some random country that hasn't fought a war in 30 or 40 years.
Vance's comment on Fox News Channel's Hannity bothered the UK and France, who are leading calls for a post-war force in Ukraine. Vance notes he did not single out anyone, but this morning on Capitol Hill,
the British and the French have offered to step up in a big way. That's very, very important.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Immediate retaliation after President Trump's 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and China took effect. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau telling Americans it will cost them.
Your government has chosen to do this to you.
Sound courtesy CTV. Trump also doubled taxes on Chinese products to 20%. Beijing responded with tariffs of up to 15% on imports of U.S. farm products. Stocks fell on the news. The Trump administration has published a list of more than 400 federal properties it says it could close or sell. They include the FBI headquarters and the main Department of Justice building in Washington, D.C., deeming them not core to government operations. And sources tell AP the IRS is drafting plans to cut its workforce by as much as half. This is AP News. With possibly violent storms approaching, Mardi Gras got an early start in New Orleans.
Revelers in New Orleans are celebrating Mardi Gras.
With thunderstorms in the forecast, some parades were postponed until Sunday or started earlier than usual with shorter routes. In the Treme neighborhood, members of the Northside Skull and Bones gang woke up the city with drums and chants. On Jackson Avenue, Sabrina D'Anjou caught a painted coconut tossed from the crew of Zulu Float.
It says 2025, so I'll always remember this as my first Mardi Gras here in New Orleans.
She says she spent the last 2 weeks enjoying Mardi Gras events and soaking up the atmosphere.
I would have liked to see Rex parading as well, but I know because of the weather, it's been cut short.
There were barriers along parade routes and a large law enforcement presence in response to a New Year's truck attack that killed 14 people. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.